The Daily Stoic is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. One of the cool things about podcasts is that you can multitask while you're listening, but depending on what you're doing right now, like for instance, if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you could be doing. You could be getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $700 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts, discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join over 29 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $698 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now. Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. How are you using your platform? Marcus Aurelius would have liked to be a quiet philosopher. Instead, he found himself emperor. So what did he do? He used his immense platform as a public figure to preach with actions instead of words, what a philosopher was supposed to do. And so it has gone for countless people throughout history. They would have liked to go about their lives and jobs, but they found themselves thrust into the spotlight or a position of influence, and they had to choose. Would they use it or would they hide from it? Would they step up or hope someone else would? The Italian virologist Robert Baroni would have liked to have focused on his lab work and his teachings, but the rising tide of anti-science in his country put him in an odd position. He could quietly let misinformation and untruths hurt people, or he could wade into the battle of public ideas and speak up on behalf of vaccines and public health. As he explained, "I felt this was a duty. When you are a tenured professor, you are granted a lot of privilege because you are relatively safe in your job. But this also brings responsibilities," he said. "You have a responsibility to your patients as a doctor, as a professor, and as a citizen to talk about what a dangerous threat there is for your country. My daughter is 9 years old. In 2015, when she was 4, I realized that the school she was going to attend, parents were refusing vaccinations." That's why he said something. And we've said this before, "To whom much is given, much is expected." It's actually a line from the Bible that's in my book, The Boy Who Would Be King, as well. Each of us has certain privileges, be they a form of expertise or a social media audience, a public office, a business with many locations. How will you use this power? Will you use it for good? Yes, it's probably in your business interests to stay in your lane. Yes, it's probably easier and more peaceful to keep your head down and follow your own passions. But what would the world look like if everyone did that? What would Rome be if Marcus had retreated to his estate like Tiberius, if no one ever came out and said something unpopular but true and truly necessary? And what if you never use your platform, no matter how big or small, to do what is right? You know the answer. That's why I use my public platform, whether it's on YouTube or social media or this podcast. I use it to say what I think is important. Does that piss people off sometimes? Of course. I don't care about that. What I care about is saying what I think and know to be true, what I think my obligations are as a person, as a successful person, as a citizen on this planet. You don't always have to like that. You might get upset with me for doing it occasionally, but I think you know that's what platforms are for, and I hope you can appreciate that. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He has real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery The Destination for Business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.